Hey, fashionistas, we are here for an all-new season of Project Runway All-Star Season 6. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Yeah! We're here.
We're back.
Yeah. I'm so excited, guys.
Another season.
Yeah, and this time it's All-Stars.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, we're so happy to be here. It seems like forever. How long has our break been since Project Runway?
Like a month?
It seems way too long.
Seems way too long,
but they couldn't keep us away. We're back again. Yes. I'm your host, Michael Shirley, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michael X Shirley. And now I want to introduce you to the rest of my lovely panel, which you will remember from last year.
Yeah, my name's Hannah B. You can find me at Hannah B.E.E. Tucker on all social media platforms.
Hey guys, Michelle Uberest. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest.
Hey guys, and I'm Maitha Creo. You can find me everywhere at Maitha Creo _. And I also have a live chat going on right now. So if you have any questions, send it to us.
Yes, mm-hmm. Our live chat is always popping.
Always popping.
And we have a guest in studio, makeup artist for 11 seasons of Project Runway.
And all the spinoffs, Junior, the Tim Gunn Show, All Stars, Scott Patrick, and you can find me on Instagram at Scott Patrick, that's spelled with a C, and on Twitter, Scott Patrick Says.
So that's how you met Michelle, right? From Under the Gun?
Mm-hmm. I did. We were rocking it together at Under the Gun. It was a fabulous show.
Yeah.
For any of you new to our show, one of our hosts is an alum from Project Runway Under the Gun. How long's that been?
A while. 4 years now?
Time flies.
Do you like that you're the only season, or do you wish they would do more? Or is it like special that you guys are like the only one?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's always like your season, the people that you spend it with is what you remember. Like the people that you meet and the other designers that you bond with. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter if it's All Stars or Under the Gun or it doesn't matter. Like it's just they're all pretty much the same experience.
We're all the same family.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what name they put on it. Mm-hmm. It's the same show.
Same crew.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Well, we don't have Heidi this season, which I love Heidi. She just makes the show for me. But we do have Alyssa Milano returning as the host.
She's really good, though. Anne
is our Tim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like her, too. one-syllable mentor names. I like it. And we've got Georgina Chapman. Mm-hmm. And we have...
Isaac.
Michael Castillo. from a Project Runway season.
Is he going to be a full-time judge?
No, he's a guest judge on this episode.
I was like so excited for
Me
that.
Too.
I love him as a judge. I want him to be on all season.
I don't know. I might find it kind of strange for like to be judged by someone who is in the competition.
That's like a boss move. It's like, why don't you work hard enough as he has to get in that seat?
Yeah.
You've got a point there.
Yeah
for sure. And we have the final one on our panel. Final judge,
Isaac
Mizrahi. Yeah. I was asking you guys when we were watching if you'd ever seen Isaac Mizrahi's talk show.
No.
I was in college.
It was genius. He had a piano player. He would sing.
It was funny.
He was an entertainer.
Oh. After he did that line with Target, he did like this. Oh. I was in college. It was like 2003, 2007. He had a few seasons, but it was interesting.
I might need to watch it.
It was on the Style Network, if you guys remember that, which I'm sure all of you do if you're watching this.
Sandra Bernhard was on. Eartha Kitt was on.
Yeah, he had a lot of real interesting characters on the show, and he's a pretty interesting character.
Are
you guys a fan of Isaac? I mean, he used to be huge in the fashion world, and now he's kind of like more. I don't know, someone you look at more as like an expert, and you don't really hear as much about his clothing and stuff, but.
I mean, I like him so far. He seems like a toughie. Like, he's not really holding back.
Yeah.
Like, is Isaac new to you?
Not so much. I mean, I don't know. I want to see a little bit more of him, though, like, going through. Because I feel like we didn't see, like, as much of his opinion as I would like to.
Well, it is just the first episode. Yeah. So we didn't want to, like, make everyone, like, cry, probably.
Probably. But it was a lot to take in, too. Yeah. I felt like there was so much criticism going back and forth. And with their mentor as well, it was just, like, one thing after another. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's hitting me from everywhere. It's just too much.
Do you have, like, a highlight from episode one that you remember? Because you're actually featured for a little bit episode one. We actually have a picture of you. I'm not sure which model.
Oh, he's a handsome fella. whoever that guy is, he's gorgeous. I'd buy anything from him.
So what was the standout moment of that day for you? I know that you've had a lot of competitions you've been through.
I mean, the standout moment is the first show, there's... What do we had? We had 15 or 16 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a lot, and it's a lot of different looks, and people, you know, we're not, the contestants are not in their groove yet. Right. So everything gets a little frantic, but I mean, like magic, my team always turns it out and we always make it stellar. So I think probably being at that field during the relay event.
So you were there for that? Okay.
Well, I'm Alyssa's makeup artist, so I...
Oh, so you have to be on
I'm always there. Okay. I'm never not there.
Okay.
The standout was Alyssa's lip color, which was a gorgeous coral lip that show.
Yes. You said you toned down standout. Her looks a little bit too, which it was very pretty.
We took it down to just chic this year, you know.
Does she have any, like what would you say her signature makeup style is? Is there something she always wants, or is she just trusts you with whatever?
You know, she's always... Alyssa is a winter in the lips. There's always a little balance of blue in with her lip color. She's kind of in the medium, because she is an Italian-American, but... So there's warm, but I always kind of kick it a little bit with a little blue undertone, which comes alive on her. So there's always like an orchid lip or a bright pink, or there's always a blue undertone that just always like snaps on her face.
Well, I know she's not in the cast this season, but what about Heidi? What is she like? Is she Heidi lets you do whatever? Because you've known her for a long time since her Victoria's Secret days.
Heidi's used the same makeup artist for years, who is genius on her. And,
You would describe her signature look? Like beachy, sun-kissed kind of?
She is sunshine. She's Malibu sunshine. She's Malibu Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You've heard of Malibu Barbie?
Yeah.
She's Malibu Heidi.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, for sure. Well, on this episode, the designers were placed in teams of rookies and vets, because this cast is made up of half rookies and half contestants who've already competed on All Stars before. And each team had to create a collection, and the winning designer will be chosen from the winning team, and the losing designer was chosen from the losing team. And the designers competed first in this mini challenge, which you were talking about a little bit ago, for the chance to choose which collection they were creating, spring or fall, and they would also get $500 extra to their budget of $1,000. So the winning team from the relay, which was the veterans, got $1,500 instead of $1,000. But we saw in the end that $500 didn't make a difference.
No.
Because they didn't
pull through.
No, they didn't win that challenge, in the end. And just to remind everybody of the grand prize, the winning designer of Project Runway All-Stars Season 6 receives $100,000, Marie Claire contributing editor position, so I guess they are getting paid.
Ooh.
You know, you
think.
They
get a job?
Yeah.
That's what they make it sound like.
Well,
yeah.
You win a job. It would be
you get
like,
to work
no!
for me.
they also get a spread in Marie Claire magazine, a trip to London, Rodial skincare for their debut fashion show, as well as Intermix accessories for the debut fashion show, and as always, a complete Brother sewing studio, which none of them have because none of them have won. So they're all wanting to add that to their arsenal. What did you guys think after the first challenge, just your initial impressions of everyone and... I mean, we couldn't see their style. We couldn't see their style in the first challenge. They were just like sewing something together just to put on to somebody.
Yeah. I think you could, because they've already established like their aesthetic in previous, you know, seasons. So it's like, for me, the people that I'm familiar with, I could see their style coming through mostly. And if I couldn't, I was like...
No, I'm talking about on the football field.
Oh, that was amazing. I want to do that.
It looked really fun.
Do that in the parking lot.
I know. Yeah, and I liked how they had, like, their job was to, like, put some buttons on it, and the buttons were just, like
everywhere.
You two and the double. I love the double vocals we get on you two.
I want to start, like, a band.
Backup singers.
Always
I love
in
it.
Sync.
Yeah.
What about you, Maite?
I expected so much from the vets, and they just didn't pull through. The rookies did completely. And you know what's crazy is that, you know, the vets have such a huge personality, and I wanted to see that come out a little bit more than it did. But the vets, like, I mean, the rookies, they also have it too, but they were able to, like, work together, which I liked. It shows that they were, like, you know, they can work together, and they can make it happen. And they did, because they won the challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, it's great.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is All Stars, so I'm expecting everyone to, like, bring it. Don't hold it back. And that's the advice that we did get from some people on the show this season is don't hold back. But I really think they did.
Yeah,
so
I do, too.
I'm kind of disappointed in where it went.
I hope so.
And I'm hoping that it progresses from here. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I hope they weren't giving it their all.
Hopefully they get it.
I know.
Yeah.
All star. I don't know.
What about you having been there and watching it, you know,
I think
later.
Some of the vets have history with each other. Mm. And it makes some conflict to start out that they can't work together because they've already stuck knives in each other's backs.
Oh,
yeah. So then, I hate you. I've hated you on TV. And now I have to work with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a little like, that the rookies didn't have to deal with. The vets do get that. They do get over that hump because aside from hating each other, they love each other too, you know. So, which
they're
you become bonded together no matter what you say in the box, you know, when you're alone on TV.
Yeah.
So they do bring it, and in the end, you'll see.
Yeah,
just watch the TV.
But this was their only challenge as a group. So next week and the weeks after, like, we'll get to see them a little bit more.
Yeah. It's kind of brutal to start out with a group challenge, you know?
That is actually pretty harsh.
Well, I want to just throw everyone's name out, and I want you to give me the first word that comes into your mind.
Oh, God, but like...
Oh.
Okay.
Amanda Valentine.
Fabulous.
All right. Anthony Williams.
Is he one... All these names and these pictures.
I'm messing with you because you haven't memorized all
of them.
I know.
I'm just cheating. I'm looking at your picture.
Yeah, you have
a little cheat sheet, so I need to see that too.
Yeah. Anthony Williams is definitely my favorite personality. Yeah. I mean, I don't really know what he's going to bring to the competition. But
Suzanne Sugarbaker.
He was.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love him. He's funny.
Cracking me up.
He had
up.
A working apron on.
Yeah, he did. He's from the South.
Yeah, he reminds me of a lot of guys I've met in Memphis. Like,
okay.
Very sassy Southern, Let's see, who we've got, Ari South.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's scared of her.
She's tough competition.
The level of professionalism, I think, and experience, everybody's really intimidated by.
Okay, this one's for you. Candace.
Hair overwhelms me. It's all about this haircut that I can't get past.
It's very Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
very,
but you remember it.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you don't remember her face. You just remember the hair.
I want to know. Is she married? Is she related to that girl from The Big Bang Theory? She's got the same last name. Cuoco?
Oh.
Maybe. Recognize. Okay.
I feel like
Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah. I feel like it's just like really her sister. I feel like if she was related to her, she would like never tell anyone. You know what I mean?
It honestly might be Kaylee Cuoco just in a wig.
Oh. I didn't think of that.
All right.
Yeah, because that's short hair, long hair, everything.
I'm going to take the next one. Casanova. You're out. All right. Char Glover.
She's just fun-loving. She just very seems sweet. Really easygoing.
Yeah,
people
pretty
seem
sweet.
To like her dress.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Edmund.
I didn't really get to see much of him.
Okay, he got a hmm. What about Fabio? I know you kind of giggled when you saw him walking on the screen. You must
I mean, I love him. He's a good person. I don't know if everybody remembers. He came on. The personality was that he was a freegan. That he didn't pay for food, that he ate food.
Eat me if that it's was, free.
No, yeah. That was, they would go to like, they would go to the back of supermarkets.
Right, dumpster diving and stuff, yeah.
Turned meat, and that was his personality. He's
turned meat.
Okay. I'm so interested by this. Like, is that a thing?
I have a friend who's a freegan, too, a long time ago.
You need to do that at Costco. You know, you get the free samples, but that's different, I guess.
You'll have just a whole bunch of, like, mayonnaise.
Turned mayonnaise.
Next up, we got Helen.
Helen is fabulous.
Spicy.
Seems spicy, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Spicy, yeah.
Eyebrows. I mean, Joshua McKinley.
Yeah. Oh, well, God.
That's I like his personality. He's funny. Adds a lot to the show.
I don't know. I don't know about
you
that
don't know.
One. I don't know.
I feel like drama's going to revolve around him.
I think so, too.
Kelly Dempsey. I can't, Kelly. Like, look at her without, like, busting out laughing.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, she is, like,
she's a fan
white
favorite.
Girl Missy Elliott or something. Like, I don't know. She did really well. She was a runner-up for her season. Mm-hmm. We got Ken Lawrence. Didn't really have much of an impression from him. Mm. Kimberly Goldson. We really, like,
great. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what she has, you know, brings to them.
What about Melissa?
I liked her, too. Yeah. I think both of them have this kind of quiet underdog confidence. Like, they're gonna like, come out.
She did really good on her season, but she didn't do so well on her All-Star season, which she was knocked out ninth place.
That's not terrible. That's, like, halfway.
Well, we got Merlene next.
Merlene, I loved her dress.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very fun.
Fun.
Yeah, totally.
And finally, you got Stanley Hudson.
Stanley.
Look at that personality.
Oh, God. This is crazy. We both said Stanley. No.
You guys. I don't know. All right. Well, let's get into the looks. First up, we have Stanley, who we just did a little unison chant for.
So this is the fall collection, right?
Yes. Yeah. The first collection we're looking up is the Rookies fall collection. I gave this look 1 star. I was just like, meh.
I actually gave it 3. Oh. It reminds me of like a high fashion safari. I think there was like a little bit too much fabric. I think it could have been taken in a little bit to make it more flattering. But other than that, I love the direction of this look.
I gave it a 2, but I see the 3, too. I mean, when you compare it to everything else, I can see it, like, actually being worn. Totally. Some of the other ones were just not good. I mean, this isn't,
Baite just looked at me like she don't agree with
it's
you.
It's just not super inventive or anything, but it's, like, clothes, you know, that...
I wrote meh.
I wrote Carmen Sandiego.
Oh, yeah.
Totally something. Like, but I could see Carmen Sandiego with some, like, tight pants, you know, wearing this.
Yeah.
Like, the top, you know, everything.
I was definitely thinking detective. I mean, Carmen's kind of, like, the opposite. But they dress the same.
Mm-hmm.
This was just, I don't really know why.
I don't get it either. And I'm not a fan of the belt. Mm-mm. I don't know. I don't
without
the color.
Belt, it would just be nothing.
Well, we know makeup's your wheelhouse, but what do you think about the look?
I think it looks like Charlie, like 70s Charlie, but with the fabric needed to be taken in and the crazy drama sleeve is for no reason. It doesn't add anything to it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where she's going.
Right.
But I don't. To go with what Michael Costello said, I don't want to go where she's going.
Well,
no.
Yeah, it's probably pretty lame.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Amanda's look, which I only gave 1 star. And my question was why?
Why?
Can anyone answer that for me?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. The neckline is just so broad. I'm not a fan of that. I don't know.
The elbow thingies. I don't know.
It looks.
Michelle, maybe you can explain this.
I can't. I really cannot. I give it a 1-2. I get the 70s, and I think it is her style. Like, she's very kind of 70s rocker in her aesthetic, but this just looked really boring. It was kind of like a waste of this super fierce model, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this model is so good. And then just, I don't know, it looks kind of like pajamas.
Very contemporary and like a bad connotation to that.
Yeah, I gave this 2 stars just because I liked the high-waisted pants. Not a fan of the top. And not a fan of also her hair. Mm-hmm. I feel like she could have had it down. Mm-hmm. Just maybe
add to the outfit or something.
I mean, like, she's just got some hair.
Yeah.
Like, it's like she has hair.
Okay. No. I mean, like, it's just like she could have looked more presentable. Like, have it sleeked back down.
Yeah, it's
down.
Boring. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
like, add a little bit more style to it.
I agree.
Yeah, we weren't wowed by this one. Next up, I gave 3 stars. We got Char. It's nice and flowy, there's something one of the judges said about not sure that that's what that outfit was supposed to be.
Michael Costello said that.
It flowed pretty, but it was just like kind of looked like a nightgown to me, like a nice nightgown, like a nightie or whatever.
It's kind of what I said, like if I saw it on the hanger, I would never even give it a second look, but it looks better on a little bit, but I'd still get lost looking at it. Like, what is it? So you kind of need movement to like actually picture the garment, which
you kind of have to see her walk and turn and do like a, I don't know, some
There's
sort of movement.
There's not really much detailing in any of these collections. I mean, there was the lace cutouts in the spring one, but everything was very solid color.
There was no real prints or anything. Yeah,
that is the only thing about this that I really like is the color. The color totally pops, and I think that's really pretty.
Maybe we've just been spoiled by season 16 or Project Runway. We're seeing straps on everything.
But this is All Stars. Like, this needs to be like stepping up the quality of design. You know,
right.
And I was just a little like let down.
You know what too is that they chose such a fall color. It's so unexpected. Like, if you're gonna do this in Europe. You're the All Stars, like, do something that's different. Come up with a color that's unexpected that we'd be like, whoa, you're right, that is a fall color. I can totally pull that off.
It seemed to me like all the designers were mostly worried about
cohesion.
About cohesion and not standing out in a bad way from everyone else instead of worried about, like, what's really good.
I think their color palette just killed it for them, too. To me, it's just like a lot of the looks were really good, but the colors, they were like limited to what the group had chosen, whoever like decided that, I don't know, but I didn't like the weird mustards. And
Next up, we have an outfit that I really, really, really wanted to like this outfit because I thought it was super thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Like, with the, I always love a hard shoulder.
Yeah.
So with that, I like the way you said that. Yeah, I like the idea of showing these unexpected areas of skin. And I liked that it was kind of thicker and it just felt very futuristic. But, oh my gosh, I feel like I could have, like, sewn it better.
Yeah, definitely the sewing was off.
A little rougher on the edges.
Yeah, you could see like strings hanging out, and it was just
this
very...
was like the most inventive thing I saw.
This was my favorite, hands down. I love the futuristic look, and I think it really plays on women empowerment with the shoulder pads, and it's very like modern, and she kind of took it a step further compared to other people who just didn't.
But it didn't fit her.
I appreciate
looked
that.
Unfinished.
I think it fit her.
There was some parts that did fit her, but other parts that just, I don't know, wasn't that
I don't
great.
Know.
I think it was like the construction. Yeah.
It was great.
Like, there were some little, I felt like little angles where it got kind of weird.
The
like
length,
it
too.
Wasn't like hugging the body the way I felt like it should.
Maybe it was the fabric.
Yeah,
it could be.
Well, when you're working with something that thick, you're going to have a little bit of that. But, I mean, that kind of helps with the shoulders, but you got to keep in mind the rest of the dress. And I thought the gladiator arm was really fun, like the little scarf.
Oh, yeah.
And I might have liked to see that in a different color. Mm-hmm. Maybe, like, I don't know why everyone was doing all the solid stuff. I want to see some detailing, you know? But yeah, she won this challenge, and I see why.
Deserved. Yeah.
But
yeah.
if her construction doesn't improve, yeah. that's going to be a big problem for her.
It's going to impact.
I gave this 3 stars. This was your favorite look of the night, right, Hannah?
This is my favorite. Yeah. I don't know why I only put 3 though. Should be putting in like 4
or 5. Maybe it was because
I don't know.
You start, well, once you see the full fashion show, you kind of go back and was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, I did. I'm yeah. like, "Wait a second, why?"
Yeah, definitely.
Michelle
yeah.
tries to gauge everyone by the
compared to each other,
like a curve, as you would. Yeah. Like in school, like everyone sometimes. Makes like an F, yeah. so you have to like decide what's an A. what did you think about this outfit?
Again, I liked parts of it, and I mean, comparatively to the other ones, mm-hmm. this is a winner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it does go somewhere, but then it gets a little sad. It should have been tighter in at the waist, and
maybe you see a little keyhole in the chest somewhere.
Yeah, it just looks heavy.
Just some sort of. Well, since there is so much, not so much skin, but since skin is showing, I feel like the chest is a little
heavy and flat.
A little flat. Yeah, I think that's a great word for it. What do you think, Michelle? You think that's totally, you wouldn't, how would you improve the chest? Or do you like the chest?
No, I mean, I like it as is, but I wouldn't mind if like the shoulder and arm pieces were that constructed really heavy fabric and the dress itself was something thinner with a little more femininity to it.
I mean, what you're saying.
Yeah. Like
kind of like a baseball tee where you just got, you
but
know.
Just so the fabric isn't so heavy on her body. Like the skirt, I think Georgina said, yeah, it's feminine on the bottom, but if it would have been more of a floaty, lighter fabric, I think it would kind of elevate the look a little more.
Yeah.
The cuffs are heavy. A disaster. They're curling up on each other.
Yeah.
It's
you can
just
see it.
Like.
But she had a vision from like the first second. And I think that's really important. She does need to pick up the construction. She's got some heavy competition, but like I just love her creativity.
Yeah I'm really excited to see what she's going to be pumping out in the next few weeks. And next up we have, I gave this look coming up the most stars.
Me too.
By Kimberly.
Terrific.
Yep.
I wouldn't say it was my favorite outfit. My favorite was Merlene's if it had been finished.
Really? Yeah.
Like if it had been finished and like ready for like a store, I think that would for sure be my favorite. But this one I thought was the best that was on the runway tonight. It was thoughtful.
Inventive. It's different.
I'm not sure that it's super flattering on that model.
Not in that picture.
But,
definitely not picture.
Yeah. I see this more on like a really tall, really skinny lady. But I don't know. I kind of like this. It kind of feels like snow pants. Like kind of almost like a snow boot, snow pant kind of thing, which is really in men's fashion right now.
And she used white.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a, you know, this is a fall collection. So, but the pop of color at the bottom. That's
I mean, I
want to
unzip those zippers, throw on a pair of roller skates, and take
off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like options.
Yeah,
sure.
Why not?
I feel like she was probably the least concerned about fitting in with the rest of the collection.
Because
this does not, the only thing 70s about this is the color on the bottom.
Yeah.
And the roller skates.
But it's very, very, like, futuristic.
Yeah.
So I think that was probably went in her favor to maybe, like, go.
Different.
She stayed true to
I wish the other designers had maybe done that. Unless that, with the stuff that they pumped out, really is what they like. And then,
setting the tone for what's to expect.
Y'all have to get me a pillow if that. I gave it 4 stars. What about y'all?
I gave 3.
I gave 5.
I gave 4.5. I just felt like super excited when it came out.
Ooh.
Like I was interested.
It was a statement maker. Like,
it just seemed like new and interesting. You know.
Yeah.
After the last church lady look with that heavy.
Yeah.
This just feels
fresh. Lighter, modern. It's got a little twist to it. It's perfect. I love it. That's why I gave it 5 stars.
Well, next we've got Kelly, which I can't wait to talk about this.
Oh, my God.
I gave this one star. This is Destiny's Child 2001 at the Macy's Junior Department.
I gave it 2 because if it was a solid color, I can see it. I can see the outfit being brought to life. It does look really young with this pattern, but that kind of is Kelly's aesthetic as well. So it's kind of like, I have a hard time finding the balance of like appreciating the aesthetic and then what they actually come up with. It's like, you know, finding that balance, I think, is important too, because you're trying to appeal to a lot of people and all the judges
I think it's god awful ugly.
Why do I feel like I've seen this in the corner floor at H&M, like thrown in a corner? It's been sitting there for 3 months and nobody has picked it up and knocked the dust off of it.
Yeah,
it's $7.99 on sale.
It's very costumey.
You're very generous.
It is costumey.
Oh, I am. Sorry.
It's like the free bin. I don't know. Only thing good about this is the hair.
I love the hair. Yeah.
I do too.
It does. I will say this jumpsuit looks like something Heidi would wear. But
totally.
Actually, I mean, she wouldn't wear that necklace. That's just covering up too much skin.
Yeah.
But right.
And it would be a wider leg.
Yeah, and a wider neck.
I feel like she did wear something like this to the award
show. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was pink.
It was sequined.
Yeah.
Was it made by this designer?
I.
Anyone else have anything nice to say about this?
I just like the sleeve.
I do like the sleeve.
That adds a little touch to it. That's pretty much it, though.
I think this is actually very Kelly, and it's like you kind of mentioned.
Kelly Rowland.
Destiny's Child.
Sorry, go on.
It's like you mentioned her demographic, her customer, this is it, and it's her, and it's like that attitude, young attitude. And I actually could see a lot of women wearing this.
I could, too. I mean, like you said, it's not...
I don't want to go anywhere where I'm going to see him.
Where they're going, I don't want to go.
And she was the only one that used, like, a print and made it, like, a little bit interesting.
It is a 70s print.
Yeah. Very 70s. It was a little literal, but...
Yeah. And next up, we've got Candace, which I'm going to have to disagree with everyone on the panel, because I know you guys liked this, and I just found it strange. I told you it was looked like if I thought Jesus' mother would have worn if she was, like, a hippie.
This is, like, just
it's very, like, manger, 70s manger.
No, not. It is not.
It's not. It's really not. It's kind of, like, gypsy festival.
Maybe?
It's very Coachella.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to wear this, like, now. I do like the little peekaboos underneath. Mm. That's very cute to
gypsy.
Me. And gypsy. And the top, too. It's cute. It's very
It's like
Cher
in the 1970s.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's so, it's cute. It's classy.
I love it. I would have liked to see it in different colors, because this is not Candace's normal color palette. And I think if she would have, like, fierced it up a little bit, this would be, like, even cooler. Like, I love the silhouette of it, and I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with her, like, black or red or white, you know, kind of palette that she always does, it would be a lot more impactful and
it's
less
a sad,
festival.
Sad color palette again.
It just keeps like,
it's dragging
all
down.
Yeah.
Well, the judges have a blind viewing of these outfits, and if I were a judge, I would have never guessed that would have been hers.
Oh, no. Yeah. A lot of them, I'm sure they could guess.
I gave it 2 stars. It's just strange. Like, that's strange.
I gave this 4 stars.
I gave 3. I actually was kind of excited when it walked out. Like, that neckline just, like, it hit me, and I was like, oh, I love that. And I kind of thought that it brought the drab color palette that we've been seeing to life a little bit, because it's something a little bit different, and it flowed, and there was a little train on that skirt, too, and I just loved the train on it.
Yeah, for a day, she pulled it off.
It was dramatic. The thing is, came out, and you, like, felt something immediately, whether you hated it.
Or loved it.
But she...
Manger chic.
Yeah.
But it made an impact,
you
know.
Get manger vibes. Yeah. I don't know. All right, we got the last up for the fall collection, Edmund. And this is the one that my fan favorite, Anthony, he said, this dress looks like he has scoliosis. And I couldn't agree more.
I don't see it. It's not this one.
Yeah. I think it's
the last yellow one. One. It's the yellow one with a little brown squiggle. Did I just not take a picture of it because I didn't like it?
Probably.
Oh, that could have happened.
But the judges, like, loved it.
I think that's very me. That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
It is very you.
Yeah, we didn't take a picture of it.
None of us liked it, right?
No.
But the judges did. They loved it.
Oh, yeah, they found it fresh, and they loved that ugly... cute
color.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unexpected.
Yeah, they came out unexpected. Yeah. Thank you. I found this fall collection the most cohesive, but I don't know. I thought the other collection got more stars, but they did win. So now onto the losing team. We've got Ari in this look. I hated this because I am not feeling those cutouts. I'm tired of the dip dye stuff. I'm tired of the mermaid crap. Like, I am just so over it. Their inspiration is Art Basel.
Yeah, this is something I've seen all of this before. Yeah. So I wasn't impressed with this. I mean, I think it's done well. Like, it's executed nicely. But I've seen tie-dye and...
this is so old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, not really the cutout. I'm not a fan of it. And then the fact that, like, nobody said anything to her. Like, you sure you want to do that cutout? Because everyone used that cutout
in,
like, their
crafty.
Pieces.
Like, I'm like... just made a little design.
I think it was a good idea, but the way that it was executed did not look expensive or intricate. It just looked crafty, like you said, Michael.
It is resorty. Mm.
And but everyone's it's scared.
Miami vibes.
Yeah, everyone's scared of her. I'm like, why? Like, what are you scared of? Like, that terrible fashion sense is going to rub off on you? I don't know.
That's brutal. I
gave it 2 stars just because it did look like it was put together and, like, it was, like, sewn fine.
Yeah. I gave 1. I mean, I agree with you on that, but I wasn't that excited about it, so.
Anyone else have feelings?
I gave this 3 stars just because I had to give her props for the... I mean, I wasn't a fan of the cutout, but everybody else used it as well, and that added
she's
some
such
cohesiveness.
A trendsetter. They probably just thought, oh, and she's like, scary. We know that they're going to love her, so if we do what she does, we'll be fine.
But I think it worked better on some of the other designers' pieces.
There's something about the proportion.
We can't see the back, unfortunately.
Well, even when she turned and I saw the back, it's just
very flat.
There's nothing. Like, squared off. It's not pretty.
Yeah. No, it's
not a good one. Next up, we've got Ken, who I gave 2 stars because, again, we don't have the back, but Crooked Booty. you guys remember that?
Yeah.
Crooked
yeah,
Booty.
I saw that.
Pregnant pants?
Never and I good. Thought it was an interesting effort, and I kept saying pregnancy pants, pregnancy
yeah,
pants.
Yeah,
and,
did,
and y'all were like rolling your eyes like, and then they said it, and everyone's like,
oh, okay.
They needed to be cut higher, like really high waisted, and then they would have looked.
I think so too. But yeah, I like the futuristic aspect of it, but the judges were saying, like, it's that woman empowerment thing again that they started to see with, like, the full suit, and then the midriff showing took that away from it. So it kind of contradicted each other a little bit there. But I love the colors. I think the color palette's really pretty.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if this was a crop top, if it was, like, a vest. I mean, do you wear this as a top?
It's a suit.
I was confused.
It's a power suit.
It's like a bikini suit, like a beach suit, almost, I feel like.
I don't know.
Well, they didn't win us over. Yeah. Next up, we have Casanova. That name, I can't.
Casa?
It can't be his real name. Can it?
Well, he does seem like he's foreign, so he might have had, I don't know, might have had some crazy parents.
No.
We always
like,
say
our little Casanova.
Yeah.
We always say he's my brother from a different mother.
You find a resemblance to Casanova?
We both do. We think we're twinsies.
Do you guys act as twinsies?
When we make out.
Okay, that says a lot.
Well, I've heard that Casanova is very flirty. I mean, he said on the runway that he just wants to make bathing suits.
Because he's a sexual predator. He's a sexual being himself.
He's a sexual predator.
All I care about is love.
When I saw this outfit, I said amateur hour.
The top is kind of shaped to me like a girl, you know? like an old-fashioned girl. And but the thing is, I would like old-fashioned girls, but I don't like this. It's like the chest. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, like I like the top, this area of it, and it kind of reminds me of a scuba suit, like a.
Yeah, oh, like when you're going to go scuba diving? Yeah.
But then the bottom doesn't match at all.
Yeah.
Actually, in a good way.
It's like unzipped.
Yeah. It's like Victoria's Secret Baywatch or something. But the bottom just doesn't go at all. Mm-hmm. And I actually put 0 for this. And then I am changing my mind to 1 because I actually kind of like the top a little bit.
The bottom, it's like, it like took him like a minute to make it.
Right. And it's like, is he just trying to like be like, I'm the sexual guy, so I'm going to make everything extremely sexual. Like, you don't, you know, like, is he trying to push this, you know?
Maybe. I can see that.
Because that skirt is like pretty much underwear.
Well,
right.
I've heard that he likes to push it.
Yeah, the bottom looked like it was just a cover-up for a bathing suit.
Yeah, right. I think so, too.
I don't know, like, where it starts and stops and what's going on here.
Confusion.
But rumor is that you have a brother that's gotten in a lot of trouble for, like, having boys.
The first season that one of the men that are on the show, you know, they're not supposed to have phones. It's equal time for phones that they get phones at a certain time because it's a reality show.
Yeah.
And one of the boy contestants was always on Scruff calling boys up to the room.
Oh,
what is that for?
Is that like
it's
Tinder?
It's like a phone app.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But there was actually a guard at the elevator guarding the floor, and then there's like a constant flow
of men
coming up to the floor, and you know, 8 minutes later, they would.
Oh!
And leave. And they figured out who it would. They stopped one of the boys who was leaving, one of the men who were leaving, and scared the bejesus out of them, saying, "This is actually a production that you've walked into." And the person gave the goods away on who the person was. And then they set it up that they put somebody undercover on Scruff to specifically find this person and flirt with them, and they caught, and it was a big thing.
Was there an arrest?
Oh my gosh.
No, there were no arrests. There was nothing really illegal. There was just bad taste.
Sounds like a real Casanova. Oh, no. Next up, we have got Joshua. Oh, my God. I cannot take this guy. I mean, I thought my eyebrows were intense.
Oh, God. No, they're not.
I see him, I'm like, are we going to have an eyebrow off? Like,
should sharpen in your eyebrows
next week. His were, like, wet, for sure.
Yeah. Those are legit Sharpie eyebrows.
You guys like this color. I can't stand it. I think it's so cheap Jane Fonda pink. Like, I hate it. I hate it. It looks like something you got at Rainbow for, like, $7.99.
This is something Heidi would wear, too, by the way.
But
she likes that trashy Miami
pink.
She does,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But I like it. I like that color on the model skin. And this was the only color. I mean, they had the blue and the blue and the blue, and you see blue after blue looks. So this was like the only different thing. I wish they would have added more somewhere else, something different.
You remember my least dressed from worst American Music Awards.
Jane Fonda?
No, the one after that, the award show after that. Lily Singh or something.
Yes. Oh,
that is the same color as that godforsaken
dress.
You're
just not a fan of that color, period.
Yeah.
It's better than Lily Singh's dress.
No,
that was the worst dress that has ever been made in the history of time.
No, it's not. It's not. But I do like this pop-up color. I do agree with Michelle. The only thing I don't like either is the silver, like, metallic-y strap.
Yeah, that looks so cheap.
Is it gold?
Really,
I can't tell.
Really
trashy,
yeah.
I thought it was silver, too.
I'm like, oh, that just...
I just want to stop talking about this one. Next up, we've got Melissa, who I gave 2 stars. I just found... There's that stupid cutout print again. It just looks so crafty, and that damn dress needs to be steamed. Like, it is just so, like...
Goodbye.
You can, like... No.
It definitely looks better on this dress, though.
I think this dress
is a lot more elegant and classy, and I feel like I can wear it a lot of different places.
Yeah, it's really classy to have holes cut out of your chest.
I mean, you know what I mean.
I'm just giving you crap, Hannah.
But you always do that. It's okay. I'm used to it now. But no, I like this look, actually.
How many stars did you give it?
This is,
a little modern mother of the bride.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, it's like 80-year-old, like, showing some skin. I don't know.
I like it. I like it.
You like it?
I do. I like it. I think the cutouts could be, again, more intricate, better, but I like it. It is a little basic, but...
A little bit.
It's classy. I think it's classy.
You can't really tell the cutouts from watching it walk down the runway. I feel like up close, you can probably tell a little bit more its design.
I bet it looks like crap up close.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it does.
I'm sure it does.
Did anyone give this more than 2 stars?
Yeah. 3.5.
3.
Ugh. You say, I like it. You give it 3.
Hey, that's pretty high for me. That's pretty high.
You know, given the circumstances.
You're our harshest. Well, I don't know.
You are, too.
I am pretty bad, yeah. All right.
She almost gave somebody a 0 today.
I know. That's very unlike you. You're the nice one.
You're the nice one.
So. Yeah.
That's pretty... A 0?
I gave
someone
a 5 today.
That's like... You had no effort put into this dress. It's a 0.
We got a couple more looks before the show ends. So let's get to those. We've got Helen. This one looks like that suit. Like, it looks like those people were dating. Like, very, very Justin and Britney 2000 like awards, you know. But it's that, to me, it's the kind of dress you wear to a bar once and then you get rid of it.
I think so, too.
They said it was like an off-the-rack dress.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I've seen this before. Like, I also think it's executed very well, and I like that they incorporated, you know, the cohesiveness and the color pattern, but... I don't think this is, like, All-Stars quality.
Mm-hmm. I gave it a 3 because I was like, it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow,
like,
you gave it a 3?
It could have a life for one night.
Okay.
It's okay. Huh. I mean, I wouldn't buy it if I was a lady. But if someone gave it to me, I'd wear it one night.
Yeah. I was confused. I didn't know if that was a skirt and a top until she turned around and I saw it was a full dress.
Yeah.
Because that bottom portion looked way too long.
Oh,
it is
so
a
the
weird
back
placement
not,
for the cutout, yeah.
Oh,
the
it's a back, cutout.
Yeah, okay. It's a cutout.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, anyone else like it okay? No?
I just think her tailoring's really good.
It was pretty good.
And it does look like her style. Like, I could tell it was her, but I just don't really care for it. And the flounce, I think, just killed. Mm-hmm. Even, like, it's very basic without the flounce, but the flounce, to me, didn't make any sense with the rest of the dress.
Yeah.
Well... I think we're kind of over this one. Next, we've got Fabio, which
Fabio.
I hated this. I just was like, what?
This is also very motherly and elderly.
Like, working around the house in the garden.
It's for dumpster diving, you know?
He made this for, like, in and out of dumpster eat.
Yeah.
I don't know. You, like, tie it all up together so you don't get dirty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, and there's fringe in the back.
I do like the fringe.
I'm a fan of fringe.
Well, we'll have something to talk about the next look.
Yeah.
Bad stitching. Just bad stitching for me.
I just couldn't get a grasp on this outfit overall. This look was just kind of
like... They flew you all the way out there, give you all this money, and you're going to do that.
But it is really his aesthetic. Like, it really fits in with the other type of stuff he does. If you saw a whole collection, I think you'd maybe not like this better, but you'd get it more. Yeah.
What demographic is that for? Like 39?
It's like the artsy. It's really more. I think it's really more like that, like modern hippie, like very artsy and
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, next. We're over it. Last look of the night, Anthony. Oh, Anthony. Everyone was loving on this, but I thought it looked like a hairy-chested Smurf.
Wow.
I love the fringe. I'm a fan of fringe. Yeah. It flowed nicely. She just kind of looked a little bit uncomfortable as she was walking. I think it was maybe too
heavy.
Tight on her.
Yeah. The construction on the the body of the, which I guess it's two pieces, not a dress, but the construction.
Oh, it's a two-piece?
Yeah, I think he said that. Yeah, and I think the construction on the seams and stuff, it was really puckering, and the fabric didn't look like it had any stretch. Mm. But when you see this come out, you're not thinking about that. You're just seeing the fringe and the movement and, like, the impact of it. So, I mean, I gave it a 3.5.
Very polarizing dress.
Yeah.
What did you think of it, Scott?
I kind of loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, I'm a sucker. I've been at Runway for so long. When that when that fringe goes by, you know, you're
glam.
So spellbound by, I mean, all I need is a little, like, you are falling asleep. Give up smoking. Yeah. So
it's hypnotizing.
I love Anthony. I think Anthony has so much personality.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's Suzanne Sugar Baker, like, embodified right there. Like, he's amazing.
I do love him.
He's magic TV.
It's very glam.
Yeah.
And I can see why someone with his personality would put something like that on the runway. And, well, as we already know, Casanova was out and Merlene won. So that about wraps it up. Yeah. Pretty excited for the rest of the season, though. I hope some of these designers
step it up,
show us what they're all about, because can't tell that from a lot of the designs we saw on the runway show tonight.
Yeah, I want to see more.
So, everybody, it's time to head out.
Woo!
My Jade, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me everywhere at MyTheCreo _.
You guys can find me, Michelle Uberest, on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest.
And you can find me, Hannah B, at Hannah B-E-E Tucker.
And Scott, what about you?
I'm Scott Patrick, ScottPatric at Instagram, and Scott Patrick Says on Twitter.
And I'm Michael Shirley. You can catch me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram. And you can catch us every Thursday night at 8 p.m. for another Project Runway All-Stars After Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're so happy to be back with you. And we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Woo!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.